This was Voisa Tishmu Vasisa Moisa. Pasuk says, go in the ways of Kaisa Reichu, Voisa Tishmu Vasisa Moisa, and the Sati Bishmeich and Bito and Nostra Orets. And the Rimoch, it's a sort of detail period. The Torah says in this week's parasha that she meant the bracha that comes to the world from the Eisek HaTorah. The Vasati Shomim comes at the right time. Not only doesn't the Rashi says not only does the fact that we get Shomim, Rashi's Beitom, it comes at a specific time. It does show Hashem Derech when they order what says. The rain has to come down. The Mitzvah is the Bria. The rain has to come down. The Bria, that all the tremendous bracha that comes from the Koyach, from the Chukwes of the Elech, which is right to Shmur. And Chatz Vashon the other way. Psukim say later on, Vim Lo Yisishmu Li, Vim Lo Yisasu. And we know the drasha from Chazal, the Chadal Darshim, the Chukwes of the Elechu, the Kavonim, the Chukwes of the Elechu means that the Kavanah of Yechoset Eleichu is to your Melim Batoira, it should be your Melim Batoira. That's the Kavanah of Yechoset Eleichu. Rashi proves it because the Pasuk says it can't be Kiyam Mitzvahs, because it says it's Mishmat Yishmoyes, it's Mitzvahs, it's Yishmoyes, Kiyam Mitzvahs, it's Yechoset Eleichu. It's your Melim Batoira. Rashi says later on that also means that you're not going to be on Amen B'Torah. You're not going to listen, you're not going to be on Amen B'Torah. So you have to understand exactly what's the koyach of the chukosi teileichu that causes this tremendous eating from bracha to come to the world. So much so that Lamaise says that it'll be so great. He'd be so awesome with the crop. There'll be no stop. The world will just continue. There'll be no bounds. Mashma. He's the chandais is bonsu she yadais beruva v'atemasugim b'arabotsu v'atzadav l'avshel chasazera. The metzias of the world will be tremendous, of a chef on this world. That's mashma with the koyach of mukoset eleichu v'tzitzvoset tishmoyim. We know it's with Duyik in the Psukim here also, Vinosati Gishmeichem Beitom, we always mention that the Lashon of the Pasuk Vinosati Gishmeichem Beitom is Mashmash of Yua Gesha. It's a little Pella de Gazah on Yua Gesha. Gishmeichem, it's our Gesha, it belongs to our Gaos. And Avada, it's Merumis here, but it's Sadi Yisoid. Toshib Shad. It's Merumis in the Yisoid, which we mentioned in the Hesed last week. That the Yisoid, that when a person learns Torah, especially with the Omri HaTorah, they have a koyach in the Bria. There's a koyach in the Bria. As we mentioned last week, they have a koyach in the Bria. Tzadik Goyzer, because for Mekayim, but Frat, La Omri HaTorah, as the Archaim HaKor says in Parash B'Shalach, that the Omri HaTorah have a bezundra koyach in the Bria, that they can control, that they can decree, as the Maisin Chul and Avzayin, with Pirchas Ben Yor, Ginai, and the river Ginai, he ready to declare that it should split without any problem. Avada, that's Nichla on the Koyach of Amle HaTorah. But the question is again, we want to try to understand today a mahalach. What's the gather? How does it work? What's the mitzvah? Was it maybe to understand the gather of the koyach of this inyan of b'chukoyset elayich of to yomein and b'toyim? What does it represent? What is its koyach? What's the uniqueness of b'chukoyset elayich that brings on such tremendous bracha? That's so much so that according to what we said, what we just explained, that that's the koyach to mamish control the bria. And Chash V'Shom Fakert, the Pesukim say, Eloi Sishmu Li, that brings Taka Klola and the worst clothes in the world. And the Kapur Pash B'chul Koisai is also the Pash of the Toichacha. If we saw the word, everybody remembers this. The Chos Teilecho, the Valdik, the Amelan Batoira, but the Maisa, the Pasha continues, and comes to a Pasha of Toichacha that we never saw, we never believed, all the clothes that came through in different generations, were brought in the Holocaust, people eating, the posse of their children, that we can never imagine. And what does it come from? It starts the downfall, the fall. There's no amelus b'tayr. The koyach v'atzlocha, there's no amelus b'tayr. What's the, why is everything totally in the amelus? The Yisoid HaTvorim, Rabbi Yisai, I think the Yisoid HaTvorim is to understand what it means, b'chukoset elecha amelam b'toyim. Rashi on the pasuk as mitzvoyset tishmoyim says, "Havi amelam b'toyim almanas lishmo." That the koyach amelos we can't forget is almanas lishmo, that we should come to a shmiras of the mitzvah. It's not just to amelam b'toyim that should be the end in itself. Rashi's mashma that should be almanas that we should be kind, that we should do the mitzvahs. But it has to start with amelos b'toyim. Why? So I want to understand it like this with this. You ask the local bacha, yeshiva, why he's learning Torah, and Avada, the first thing he'll tell you is he doesn't know. That's the first thing he'll tell you. He doesn't know what Torah is. Why is he learning Torah? Because he came to this world, he was put into Cheder, P1 Aleph, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, and went up the line. Why is he doing it? Never really thought about it. What is the tachlis of Limud HaTorah? Never really thought about it. And that's a sad thing, because if you understand about it, it's important to do mitzvahs. Avada, some people say it's a choik, the union of Torah is a choik, avada. But a person has to understand what Torah is about, what the mitzvahs of Torah is about. What's the chefs of Torah? Learn Torah. Ask the guy, what you doing? What are you doing? You want to learn Torah? Why do you should learn Torah? What does that mean? What are you doing exactly? Reading Sforim, taking out books, and learning them, reading them. What exactly are you doing exactly? So Avada, the first Madarga Avada Limud HaTorah is to know what to do. Well, you have to learn what to do. But there's a much more deeper concept, Rabbi Yisai, in the Limud HaTorah, Rabbi Yisai. And that is, Rabbi Yisai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created the world from nothing. Be'eshish Baruch, the Kim, Mr. Shomayim, Mr. Shom created the world. And he had a tachlis and a purpose. Every Mahavdolf of those, every creator, every person that makes something, has a tachlis and tachlis why he's making something. He has a purpose for it. There's purpose. The world has a purpose. The world has a design and a purpose. Gracious Brother Kim Kashbom had a purpose. He created a world in order, as the Mr. Shram says, that we should have Hanor, we should have Gishmat, we should be Nenim Zivashkina of Adam. But when he made a world of Boisad, he gave an instruction booklet. The word Torah in its Perush, we said many times, Torah means instruction. Torah means Lo'oiros. That's what Torah means. The word Torah, you're going to learn Torah, Lo'oiros. It's an instruction book. But more deeper, it's Ritzoin or Yizbarach, it's Hashem's Ratzon in this world. Torah represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's true Ratzon, what he wants. What is Ritzoin or Hashem Yizbarach? That's the Torah. And that's why when a person clings to Torah, he's clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you scroll over Yisrael, because you bring Hu Chad Hu. It's a very nice song to sing, but it doesn't know what that means. What means Chadu? Peshat is that Torah is the Ratzon of Hashem. So when you're learning Hashem's Ratzon, you must dabik in the Ratzon, you want to understand the Ratzon, about it you have a connection to the Shmara. The Peshat of Shal Mikra, I think, in Bechukoyze Teilechu, Shuta Meilam Batoira, the Peshat of Meilas is a Gaval de Gavar, Boisai. The Pshat in Amelus is not only the fact that there's a Vada in of Choyk, which is a different Shmuz, a Choyk, a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants Amelus. But there's a much deeper concept, and that is when a person's Amel, when a person works hard, and he toils, and he goes over it again, tries to understand it. He goes into the Gemara, and like Chazal says, Medrash Chachamim, not just the pshat shuta shom mikra, it's to understand the teeth guide in a Rashi, to go deep into a Rashi, to go into a Ksois, to go into a Kivega, to go into a Lomdis and to understand the amkas of it. The pshat tova, Rabbi said, that is that a person wants to megala with soinai on the truest level. The person wants to megala with soinai on the truest level. He wants to understand Hashem's ratzon. He wants to go deeper and deeper. Why? Because he's not enough to superficially know how to do the mitzvahs. Okay, print me up. 100 different laws what I have to do. Do this, do that, don't touch that, don't eat that, eat this, eat that. Very nice. You could go through the booklet and have your Jew. Be a Jew in 10 easy steps to being Jewish. I'll give you all the laws. You'll memorize it. Excellent. You got it down pat. Don't eat this. Don't go here. Don't do that. Very nice. Amelus Batoyim. To be Omel Batoyim is a whole different concept. That means you want to understand. You want to try to understand deeper. You want to try to go in to get real pshat, the teeth of what real deep is the Ratzon of Hashem in this halacha. It doesn't suffice to you just to know. You want to understand it on the deeper level. You want to go into it as deep as possible, and you want to know it. You want to know it, you want to chazer it. You want to have it by you. Amelus, Lichten Amelus is not only Amelus in the Amkus, it's also Amelus hard work. To remember Torah, it's hard work. A person has to chazer constantly. A person has to be asking constantly. That's a male's batura also. But it's the same, you saw it. That you're putting in an extra effort. What does the extra effort show? That a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want to know your Ratzon on the deepest level, and I want to also remember it. I want to have it by me. What does that show, Rabbi Sai? That shows tremendous Ava for Kodesh Baruch Hu. A male's batura. In other words, is the greatest showing and is the greatest sign of Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody asks you to do something for him, now sometimes there could be a few things he's really asking you to do. So how do you know what it means? So if you take it for face value, so you do what it means. But if you are someone that really wants to do his Ratzon, you're going to think into it. What did he mean by this? What was his kavana by this? Maybe he wants something more. And that's why we find those who tackle learn more be'in in the halachas, as long as those who are more be'in in the halachas, they sometimes, oh, there's another shita, there's something else, there's something more deep over here, and maybe they find another concept in the halacha gufa. Because it's not enough. They're not maspik just to know the superficial halacha. They want to understand on a deep level, they want to connect to it. and they want to know it, that it's true in entity, it's a true MS. Because it's so nice. Mimso Ameilus Batoira. Mimso Ameilus Batoira is a whole different ball game, Rabbi Isai. Ameilus Batoira is not just. Not just. Hard work, intensity, in the eat of learning Torah. It's the greatest sign. It's the greatest showing of love for Hashem that there is in this world. Because it's not enough just to do superficial. It's not enough just to know on a basic level. It's not enough just to be, you know, to have the instructions. I want to go deeper and connect deeper into the Ratzon of Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. And that I believe, Rabbi Yisrael, it's a double portion. Maybe that's the connection why everything opens up for a while after Rabbi Yisrael. You take over the world because you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much Ahava, how much love you have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yisrael, I love you so deeply and I want to know your Ratzon so deeply. I want to do as much as possible. Zoivi, a parent, he doesn't even ask him to take out the garbage. He's miramis to it, but what do you mean? The house is a little dirty. So, you know, the house is a little dirty. You come home, today's generation will say, okay, Pop, clean it up. But in the old times, the person was said, you know, the house is a little dirty. So he would go, okay, maybe I'll sweep my room. Maybe that's what he meant. But maybe he meant the house is a little dirty, the entire house. Garbage has to be taken out. The carpet has to be vacuumed. A person who really wants to know Ritzoinoi of the Father, what his real Ratzon is, and he really has an inyan to know it. He really wants to know it. And so what does he do? He goes to think, what does my Father mean exactly by that? And I'll clean the entire house. And I'll do as much as possible to make that person happy. What do you want to show by that? Ah, Mr. Hashem. So up to Sifri. I love Hashem. Everybody loves Hashem. We're selling outside after the Shia, I love Hashem t-shirts with bumper stickers. Everybody loves Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we all love him and we'll sing Anachtu Ovim Otcha till the morning, wee hours in the morning, and then we won't get up for Shabbos. But Baruch Hashem, we sang Anachtu Ovim Otcha. But how does the Ahava show? How do you come to Ahava? How does the Ahava? How do you come to Ahava? Says the Lord. How do you come to Ahava? What? For how you had drawn away out of Avecha, v'shinantam levonecha. It's continuous, going over the Torah again and again. Everybody said, what does that show? I want to know the Torah. I want to chazer it over. V'shinantam, divi Torah v'furim. And I can learn a Gemara today. You can learn a Gemara, mamish. 10 minutes later, you ask him. First, you have to see if you know, clear off the blank stare that he gave you. But he learned the Gemara 10 minutes later or a day later. Do you know anything that you learned? Do you know one thing? Can you name what Masechta you're learning? Shver, ask my roommate. I think he'll tell us what we're learning this month. I once had a Feher. We say over at a Feher, and in Torah R, I used to give the Feher's the acceptance. Bocha came in, and I said, okay, let's just go over what you learned last month together. And I took him over to the Shas. We were there for 15 minutes. There's one problem. He didn't know what he was saying last month. Rebbe, can you make us a little more simpler question? I asked him, what's his name? He knew at least the first name. But anyway, he didn't know the Masechta he learned. How's that child, Rabbi Yisrael? Okay. But you go over Gemara, you learn a Gemara, and a day later you don't know the Gemara whatsoever. So you say that's what you know, Rebbe, what can I do with my memory? I need a memory transplant. But 2 minutes later you hear him talking. 1968, Charlton Heston. And you see that scene in the movie. Yeah, he picked his nose. Exactly. I know when he picked his nose, it was after he got off the bathroom. Exactly every part of the movie. From the steps, guys quote lines. Mamish one after the next, and you go around with that funny line, and not funny line, but the lines and the thing, everything's remembered, everything's recorded above. He doesn't forget a line. And they'll chazer it over hundreds of times. for so long, forget about it, Rabbi Sad. From this band, mamish, every lyric, every word, every... No! That wasn't the word he used. That wasn't the lyric. He went low, it was a lower, it was a higher. He could argue 100 hours and sports, mamish, every batting average of everything, and who he's traded for, and every single thing. That'll be, he'll be knowing. Why? Because it means something to him. It means something to him. I don't know why it means something to him, but to know that this player has this batting average, how many doubles he hit last year, and this player, how many points he averaged, and this thing, it means something to him. So he has it in his memory bank. He won't forget it. Causes it over, he knows it. Everything that means something to a person, he stores in his memory bank and he remembers it. He causes it over. If Torah really meant to you, if Torah was something that you couldn't be without it, you would spend time hazarding it. You'd go over it again about that. Chazor is a very hard thing. It takes amelus. The Chaznish says that taka chazor is one of the hardest things to do. One of the hardest things. But it brings the most gishmak. Because when a person knows something, he has a gishmak for it. When you have it clear, you want to know more. When it's all fuddled, when it's all befuddled, in your whole mind you can't think of what you learned, you don't know what you learned, you're not sure what you learned, it's not clear. Does it remain by blood? You don't have a gishmak. So Chazor is also a form of amelus. Like Rashi in Megillah Davov. But the Ma'isa, at the end of the day, what does it show if I don't want to chazer it over again? What does it show if I don't want to spend more time on it to understand it in its proper meaning? Amelus, that's what it means, but it doesn't have to, you sit there, if you know something clear, it's also, it could be deeper and deeper. But the pshat is to get it clear, to get the clarity of it, to work hard, to go into it, to have a tremendous clarity, to be so clear that you know it like the back of your hand. That means that you love this thing. You have to have it. We know things in life that we have to have what we did to get it. If we had to have a Slurpee at 2 in the morning, we stole up with the keys from the car, we traveled down, we got a Slurpee. If we have to have something, we'll go out to all extremes for it. If Torah is something that I have to have, if Torah has that meaning to me, then I'm going to go out with all my means, all my powers. Like the Chaznish says, Amelus means using all your mental capacity. All the mental, but Shire, use it all and put it into the learning. But what does it show? It shows the greatest ahava, the greatest love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Hashem, I want to use all my power, whatever kochas that you gave me. I want to use all my capabilities, all my kochas. I want to use it to understand what? Your knowledge, your rotzen. From that comes about, that's what Haftas Shem, Kechav Ayudrom, 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 Ayudrom. That's how you come to Avos Hashem. That's how you show Avos Hashem. And the Meiler boy said, now it's understood. If Amelus Patur is the sign of Avos Hashem on the greatest level, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu responds with the greatest sign of Ava. He gives you whatever. Your, take the Geshem, let everything be yours. Let the whole wide world be yours. What can I give you, my child? You have shown me your mamish unending love for me. Just sitting here reading a Sefer, I said, yes, that guy, the Yankel Pfefferkorn, who's sitting in a base medrash with a ragged suit, with a hat that looks from the 16th century. He is a person that brings unbelievable bracha to the world. The Sefer bracha. What is he doing already? He's sitting by a book. But by sitting there and wearing out the bench, by sitting there and hovering day in, day out, putting all his koichas, whatever he has, whatever little koichas he has, he doesn't eat too much, but he puts it all, his own method to understand Hashem's Torah. He's the one who's the biggest lover of Hashem. He loves Hashem with no bounds. The guy walks around all day and very nice and screams, I love you, Hashem. It's a very beautiful thing. He can hang his feet from the tree and tie them on a tree and swing all night, singing, I love you, Hashem. It's a beautiful thing. I want to have nothing against you. He can stand on his head for 24 hours straight and say, I love you, Hashem, I love you, Hashem. It's beautiful. You might have a headache afterwards, but it's a very beautiful thing. And we don't have anything. His head, his blood might drip to his head. It's all very, very nice. He could scream in the forest, help me, Hashem. And sometimes I used to hear in the forest over here. One time I woke up very late in the middle of the night, help me, help me. And obviously, I thought to call the police. Then someone said, don't worry about it. He's talking to Hashem. I'm sure Hashem heard him. When he talks, it's all beautiful, what he said. It could be a guy is out there, mamish, going out and saving lives, what he said. Going out on college campuses and putting on tefillin on everybody. On hymns, on hers, everybody. B'chol b'shol, she wore tefillin. Why not? She happens to be a goy. Okay, my problem. At least they're not, you know, at least they're doing on the tefillin with the, you know, the signs on the tefillin. It's all fine there, nothing against it, Rabbi Yisrael. But who is the biggest lover of Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael? Well, yes, we'll probably take around the Shabbat, the microphone today, pass around the crowd. Please, who do you think is the biggest lover of Hashem? The guy who's going out, or the guy sitting by a Ksois HaChosh and spending 16 hours on Rabbi Yisrael? Who is the biggest lover of Hashem? Who's in love with Hashem? The guy who's going out and who knows what, screaming in the streets, I love you, Hashem. The guy who's going out, putting on tefillin, oh, it's beautiful. We're not trying to make it. We have to realize, Rabbi Yisrael, the greatest shrine of love for Hashem is a Melech Batur, if you listen. Because you want to understand Hashem's Ratzon. And that's why, when you don't do that, the Pasuk says, in Loisish, you don't want to be Amr Batur. You don't care to be Amr Batur. So the Pasuk says, there's a spiral effect, and you start to hate people. You start to hate the Chachamim, you start to hate the thing, and slowly you fall out of the whole religion. What's the Pshat? Why is that the Goyim? Because the Pshat is you really don't care if HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mela, it continues, spirals out. You don't care for Hashem, you don't care for the Talmid the Chachamim. That's what it says. The answer is, what's the connection? I'm not doing Amelis. No Amelis for me. I don't like to strain the head. Only on my iPod at 3 in the morning to be able to see the movie. That I'll strain for. Get a headache. But to strain my head too much in the morning, to think too much past the translation, I don't like to strain it too much. I don't like to think too much deep into the Torah. Why? That, I don't do that. Says Chazal, you know what, if you're not ready to do that, you know what's the spiral effect? You're going to hate Talmid Chachamim, you're going to hate the mitzvahs. What? Why the mitzvahs? I'm just not ready to be on there. The people were saying it's my ridiculous problem. Because the Amkus is... You are not interested in connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you were interested in connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, interested in knowing what He really wants, so you're ready to be humble for it. But you're not interested. Let me do it. I'll do the mitzvahs, no problem. I'll do the mitzvahs. I'll be a robot. I'll get out here in the morning, put on fur because the Rashiv is looking at me. I'll put it on, stare here like a blank face. Hope, sometimes she'll have to come over and knock to see if I'm still, you know, breathing. Let's sit here like a blank face. We'll come to any mitzvah with a blank face. There's no meaning. Because I don't want to really connect. No one wants to really connect. That's the problem. And where does it start? It starts when you don't want to learn. That's where it all starts. The problem of the generation, everybody's looking for the problem. Go around the professors and the generation, looking, what's the problem? Where's the problem? The problem is, do we really care? That's the problem. No one really gives anything about it anymore. There's no real caring for it. If it was, the person would be hovering. We're working hard to understand what's Ratzon Hashem. I'm an Amanas Lishma, as Rashi says. You tell a guy, come to davening, and he doesn't come. When he comes, he sits here, when he comes in, he goes out, he comes in after Baruch Hu, he leaves before Kriya Shema, Baruch Hashem, he got his check, he came in, the Rashiba saw him, he said maybe Birkas Kriya Shema, and he walked out, whatever he said, and he walked out. What's the pshat? So yes, he has no meaning. So why don't you go learn about it? Why don't you go study about it? It's something that people gave up their lives. There's people that when the Holocaust, they went and they put on tefillin every day. Where there's a shadow from getting killed because of it. They went in and they blew shofar. They ate matzah. They did all the mitzvahs. To us, it has no meaning. Because we don't look for the meaning. We're not interested. We're robots. Robotic people. Walking around, mamish. Every mitzvah that we do, why are we doing that? There's no meaning to it. And then the whole day has no meaning to it. But where does it start? The chesaron is because we're not interested in finding out what's Hashem's ratzon, what does Hashem want, what's purpose, what's the meaning. Amelus means going to discover what's the meaning. What's the meaning of all this? To understand the mitzvahs on the deepest level. And there's so much literature out there today. A generation suffering because there's so much missing out. It's so sweet, it's so beautiful, because you connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the deepest level when there's meaning. The problem is we're not ready to give up the time and make the effort for it. And therefore, there's no sign of Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not ready to go out for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mela, it stays, it remains just a robotic act. But boy, say, Yiddishkeit can have so much more meaning. Yiddishkeit can be so much more, boy, say, but it starts with the Amelus, boy, say. It starts the Harva, the Harvanya, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're doing. We're being Oisik. And you'll say, even for learning halachas that are not, everything is to know what Hashem's rotzen in this area of life. Say the Noshim, say the Nezikin, say the Moyeh, to know Hashem's rotzen in every day of Moyeh is special, is unique. What's Rosh Hashanah all about? But you learn something Rosh Hashanah, you don't just get the dias and halachas of Rosh Hashanah. You understand what Rosh Hashanah is all about, or say the power of Rosh Hashanah, what Rosh Hashanah means. The koyach of what Rosh Hashanah means, or boys, and you come to a day of Rosh Hashanah, you're in a different world. You learn Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and you omel it, you understand that this day is most amazing of days. You understand what a shofar does. The koyach of a shofar we learned today came into a zikaron. It comes to remind mind that Kodesh Baruch of the Klal Yisrael ki lifnim, it's like a kohen gadol going lifnai v'lifnim. We can't even understand what that concept is, but the concept is deep. And there's meaning to it. And shofar is such a special thing, Rabbi, that when a person goes to go, oh wow, humdrum. You walk into base measures for shofar, you're picking out the cake and you see, how is the honey cake this year? The Rebbetzin put in too much honey. He's carrying the key of shofar and always his mind's on, you know, if he's going to make the meal. They're starting at 2:30, I'm not sure, in the middle of Tkiyas Shofar, better rush it up. Trying to make no go-backs. You got to get to Gramarish Go by 2:20. And you're holding in the Tkiyas Shofar that we learned came with the Zikaron, keep it Fnim! It's a Fiskoyan Gadol of Knife and the Fnim, a place that we don't understand it. The Gemara says, Lama, Toikim and Shofar Shalayil. More in Tezayu Getu, Kedei Lahazke, Akedas Yitzchok, Rabbi Yisai. It's Akedas Yitzchok all over again. Hashem says, Ma'alam Yalechem, Ki Yekaratim Atzchom Lefonai. It's like you did Akedas Yitzchok. That's what the Shoyf is about. You learn about the mitzvah, you're trying to understand what's going on in every mitzvah, every tiefkeit. I'm an Az Lishmar. It has so much more meaning, there's so much more connection. It's so beautiful, Yiddishkeit. It's so beautiful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He gave an opportunity to connect. And what are we doing? Sleeping! More sleep! We have a new concept this man. The serious nefesh b'sleep. Eish u'mayin. The heat of the container, the sweat. You go by Eish u'mayin for the bed. The person has the opportunity every morning to come in to learn Torah Hashem. To be Omel. To connect to with Sinai, to mamish connect and show your greatest ava for Hashem, and Hashem shows back the ava. See, that's the shema that you can have, but more, you can be that meaning. Your whole life can change. Not walking, you don't have to walk around like a dead person. There's in America so much emptiness, Rabbi Yisrael, so much. The world's empty. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Torah for us for? That we should have meaning in our life, we should have purpose. People walking around with us, you see it all time and time again. You guys going to remember for 4 days, there's nothing, there's no purpose in life. Nothing. The whole life is empty. You go, what they talk about by the Shabbos table, what they talk about during the week, there's empty, there's nothing to it. 0.00 FS. Time magazine, this stupid thing, this guy, he fell off the Empire State Building, and he cracked his head on the sidewalk, and had to pick up the blood, and it was gross, it was very gruesome, but somebody came along and started drinking it, and he made a shahakal. Who cares? People are so busy with stupidities, the nothingness of the world. The guy flew a kite in Afghanistan, a yellow kite, and he got all excited, thought it was Al-Qaeda. Who cares? Al-Qaeda. A new type of kite. And we're spending hours and days with nothingness. It's so empty. You see the people in their lives, they're looking for something to connect to, and we have it there. Shalom. He tried to sing sneers at the table. No, 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 none of that. Let's talk about, you know, eggs. Okay, sorry. Hard-boiled, soft-boiled, crocodile. Who cares? I'm just trying to think of Zmir, trying to get a connection. No. Asparagus. How do you spell it? Most people don't know it. What does it mean? There's no meaning. There's no meaning to it. People are watching shows. And tell them that there's some more emptiness and more emptiness, and then finally after a while people going crazy in the world, because there's always, the life is empty, there's nothing to life. Even the biggest sports guys, they win sports, they don't have anything to do with their life. So they saw it again, the same game again and again. So this time the seventh game, we saw it already, we went through this 60 years, the same thing. I'm not saying it's out to play sports, a very healthy thing to play sports and get your body, but watching the sports again and again, the same thing over again. So the Yankees won for the 77th time, the World Series, very nice. Yeah. Next year again, go through the same process. Does it have no meaning? What does it mean? It has no meaning. Watching the same game, the same thing, that has no meaning with us. To connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we came to this world for. And the deeper we make that connect, that's what it's all about, Rabbi Yisrael. The Nen HaMizim HaShechina in the next world, as Shlom writes, is the deep connection that we have. And the deeper we're connected, that Hanor, that Kishmak, that beauty of connecting, it starts in this world. As Shlom, the more you connect in this world, that's the Olam HaBa in the next world, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what it's all about. And we waste our times, Rabbi Yisrael. And Hashem wants to show us the bounty of it, the amazing koyach of it, that he says when you have this koyach ha-toyra, the world goes in, Hashem opens up the world for us. And Velas Batoyra brings an unbelievable bracha, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the world. And here we go day in, day out, Rabbi Yisrael. The world doing, wasting our time day in, day out. So much time is wasted. And the opportunity is there. Why is it so hard, Bittul Torah? Bittul Torah is so hard, as I'll say. Because it's not just so much because the Pshat is the opportunity for such an unbelievable experience is available. If the thing was a very small thing, okay. But the opportunity to be in a different world. The opportunity to connect that Kodesh Baruch on a deep level, the opportunity to bring meaning into your life. You have that opportunity in front of you. It's right there. And you waste it. That's why Bittul Torah is so hard, I believe in this. Not just the fact that it's a mitzvah. It's Bittul Torah. Torah is the opportunity to connect on such a deep level. And you throw it to the wastebasket. We're heading towards Shavuos, boys, so we're ending here. Shavuos is another week of Yisrael for us. What Shavuos means? Shavuos is a day that in Shomayim they declare, according to many, the Shloah Kodesh, how much Torah you're going to be able to receive. It's the idea of aspiration when we get the Torah again, Rabbi Yisrael, the greatest gift in the world. Speak about on Shavuos, Rabbi Yisrael. But more so, Rabbi Yisrael, is that, as the Chinuch says, these days, the count of Sfira are the days to show that this is what it means. This is the only thing that really means and has any meaning in life to a Yid, Rabbi Yisrael, or should have any meaning in life. Nothing else should have really any meaning in life, because Be'etzim, it's empty. If you think into it, go into it, anything in this world besides Torah and Mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael, what purpose does it have for a Jew? The Goyim has to be busy with it, not to bother the Jew. But what's your purpose? What is your goal from it? What are you gaining from it? You have a neshama that has to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wants us to love Him and connect with Him. That's what Torah is all about. That's why Hashem says, learn Torah all the time, because you have the opportunity to connect. And I want to be connected to you as much as possible. These last days of Sfira, Rabbi Yisrael, let's put our lives into perspective. Let's put what a Torah, a Ben Torah, a Yid has to understand, put into perspective. Not to be swallowed up by the emptiness of the world, Rabbi Yisrael. And you think about it over and again, these people are depressed. Depressed, there's no happiness there. I talked to Talmid, Rabbi Yisrael, who went out there. There's nothing. You know it, there's nothing, it's empty. There's so much depression in the world, Rabbi Yisrael, because the world is slowly realizing that it's void of any substance. There's no substance to anything anymore. Nothing has meaning. Especially today's generation is the generation of the throw-out generation. Everything's quick and easy. There's no meaning to anything. The only thing that has meaning, the only thing that has substance, the only thing that can bring meaning into our life, Rabbi Yisrael, is Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. How do we get it? Through Amelis Batoyim. To work at it, to understand it, to get clarity, to understand Hashem's Ratzon, to get deeper into it. What does it mean? What does Zikaron Dami mean? What is the Zikaron? How do we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah to the Shofar? How does Rosh Hashanah, the day when everything's declared, every decree, what's the Yisod of the day? And to get a different appreciation of Rosh Hashanah, and you're learning Tainus, you're appreciating what a Tainus is, and you're learning the Zikim to understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be careful with the sun. Every scepter, every chilek of Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, is to give it the perspective of life, to have the true perspective, the true meaning and purpose of life. When I understand that, life is worth living. When there's nothing, Rabbi Yisrael, so what's life worth living for? Might as well commit suicide. No, nothing to do with life. So you have a big football player now, talking in America, how he jumped, he committed. Why? No meaning to his life anymore. He was an athlete, he was successful. And there's nothing left. Nothing left anymore for life. No meaning. That was to be in yeshiva, was able to have the opportunity. But don't forget that. Every morning. And again, of course, has to be working as his kochos. We're not saying every second of Yisrael. But when we come to the base match, whatever amount of time you're coming, that you can come, that you know what your kochos right now, eventually you'll get more. That time should be spent using out the time to be omel b'toyer, to understand it. To chazer it over, get clarity. To have the ideas, to have the understanding of it, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is Hashem. There'll be a love story between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Matan Torah is about, Rabbi Yisrael. To Simchas Kribol, to Yom Chasun Nosur, to Matan Torah, as the Gemara Titus. The day of our Matan Torah is the day of our Chasun with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People say it's beautiful. Because that's the day. What's the sort of a chasa? What sort of marriage, Rabbi Yisrael? Everybody love what marriage is all about. Understanding and wanting to do with that person's ratzah. The man for the woman, the woman for the man. Wanting to understand what their ratzah, what they really want, to want to appease it and to fulfill it. That's what Yom Chasun Nosu is about, Yom Matan Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. You understand that the chasin on Shavuos will be a mirror, the good chasin, the Osan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll zikha through that Ava. That connection that HaKadosh will bring us with the Sati Shmech of Itam, all the problems that we need in life, for our families, for us, for Shiduchim, for Parnos, everything. It's going to come down, Rabbi Yisrael. Rav Shach, he brings down a mending, Mamish, Rav Shach, he brings the stories of Rav Shach, there was an Avret that wanted to leave Yeshiva. And when he went out, so Yisach said, he should stay in yeshiva. He said, no, parnosa, shver, this and that. Kitzur, so Pshach told him, I think he should stay. Otherwise, he went out and came back a few months later to Pshach. And he says, Pshach, I don't understand. So he told him, I threw my hood, so I threw my bag account. It's for my sister. It doesn't make sense. To my, it's the same thing. I don't understand. I said, it's killing. I don't understand that. Now I'm working, I'm doing, and when I was out, I wasn't doing any work. So Pshach said, he's so gross. And he said, about this place of the life. He said, a better place is connected. And I was talking about level. He said, different on Hoga, Hashem, no, different. Different on Shadi, Hashem, different on Hoga, Hashem, treat you differently. You're a pissed off more. He's going to treat you differently. Totally differently. And therefore, you can't compare. It doesn't add up. You know, I work a certain amount of hours and how much money I'm making, and when I wasn't working at all, so he says that certain things, less things break. You have to have so much more hot toys, things are less. There's both a special shmir, special koya. The person shows his love as a man's us. Let's learn this story. Let's use it out. Come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, we love you. Not because we have a t-shirt. We love you, Hashem, because we want to understand your true will. So that, Hashem, Vato Ritzoynchu Neritzoynoi, Yeshu Yivato Ritzoynchu Neritzoynchu, Hashem will do your Rotten, and will Zircha, to all the Yeshuas, all the Brachas, Zircha, the Shia, Sikhenim, Heavim.